USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Economic news out this morning. First, just under 1.5 million Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. It was the 12th straight week. The number has gone down a bit, but economist Joe Naroff says that downward trend hasn't been as great as most analysts were expecting by now. And speaking to CBS News, Naroff also said,
continuing unemployment claims, which represent the number of workers collecting unemployment checks, drop below 20 million. But again, the rate of decline is not nearly as great as expected.
In another government economic report, the U.S. economy shrank at an annualized rate of 5% in the year's first quarter as the pandemic was triggering an unprecedented economic collapse. That first quarter drop in GDP, the steepest seen in the U.S. since the Great Recession. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.